I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate December 11th. The Sun isn't easy to influence. It's more than 1,000 times the mass of Jupiter, the solar system's largest planet, and more than 330,000 times the mass of Earth. Even so, a recent study says the planets might influence our star's magnetic cycle, perhaps making conditions more comfortable for life. The Sun goes through many cycles of magnetic activity. The best known last an average of 11 years. At the cycle's peak, the Sun is much more active than average. It pelts Earth and the other planets with higher levels of radiation and charged particles. That can wreak havoc with everything from satellites to blood pressure. Another cycle lasts an average of less than 2 years. It produces many peaks and valleys in the 11-year cycle, and it lines up well with the longer cycle. In the recent study, researchers from Germany compared these cycles to the orbits of the planets. They found that the peaks and valleys of the shorter cycle correspond to some planetary alignments. One was a lineup of Earth, Jupiter, and Venus. The other was an alignment of Jupiter and Saturn. The researchers said the planets may help control the solar cycles. The planets might even tamp down the Sun's activity, which is weaker than that of many Sun-like stars. Less activity means that Earth gets bombarded by less of the nasty stuff, making our planet a much more comfortable home for life. Tomorrow, Cosmic Shrapnel. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.